We have arrived at the final segment of Monday Night Talk. I have to say it's bittersweet because we flew right through the damn show, but we got to the best part of the show. Why can I say that, though? Because every part is the best part. It doesn't matter. I can have this fight with myself later. Joining me for the final segment is none other than Donald Sheehan. He is the founder and artistic director of the True Repertory Theater, as well as Victoria Bond. She is also with True Repertory Theater. Victoria, Donald.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So usually when we have you on, it's usually to talk about some upcoming production. And you actually have a fantastic new production that's actually something that was created by a local playwright, Jim Sullivan. And the name of this play is Ellen's Boys. Donald, if you'd be so kind to give us how did True Repertory decide on this particular show to do in March?
Sure. Well, you know, 2 years ago, right before COVID hit, Victoria and Paul Noonan and I were working on a playwriting festival. And actually, one of the actors who is in our company, Jim Sullivan, who wrote this play, had submitted this play to the festival. And we were working on it for probably about 2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, it was funny. I said to Victoria the other night that I just remember a very distinct moment when she and I and Paul sort of shared a look and then had a conversation after rehearsal about how good we really thought the play was and that we should start having a conversation about giving it, you know, a legitimate run within our season. So then, of course, COVID happened. And in that time, Jim was doing some work on the play based on the rehearsals that we had started for the festival. And, you know, we've been back and working since the summer. And we decided that we wanted to put this into our 21-22 season. So here we are. We've been rehearsing. We're actually under 3 weeks away from performing, and we're having a lot of fun. It's a really great script.
You are I would imagine you are the lead, Victoria. You play Ellen.
Yes, I play Ellen Flaherty, which is a ton of fun. I'm really enjoying the character. She's a feisty, doting, loving mother, and absolutely motivated out of nothing more than love for her children. But she has this sort of distinct way of directing their lives. We'll put it that way. She's a grand manipulator.
And now, what's the time period that this takes place, and also the setting, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us?
Sure. Yeah, it takes place in 1965. The Flaherty family, Ellen, you know, came to this country from Ireland as a young woman, met her husband, had 6 children, moved into this Dorchester, triple decker, top floor of a triple decker in Dorchester. And unfortunately, her husband died when the kids were younger. So Ellen has raised them on her own. And at the point that we come into the play, it's 1965. And only one child is left living with Ellen, and that is her middle son, Gil, played by Donald Sheehan. The play is a lot about sort of them coming to terms with each other and who they are. And I'm not sure how much you want. I'll let Donald be the person to be a spoiler. I'm not sure if I should be spoiling things here or if I should, how much information I should give.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Gil. You are playing Gil, Donald. Talk to us about Gil and his struggle.
Sure. I think, you know, Victoria really had a good way of, you know, a very specific way of putting that. You know, so much of this play surrounds their relationship and a relationship that has probably been this way for many years, and how, you know, they really come to accept one another under, you know, certain circumstances that you find within the play. And what Gil is really struggling with here is his sexuality. You know, and as Victoria said, we're talking 1965 Dorchester. And although, you know, we unfortunately still see people, you know, struggling with coming out and their sexuality, you know, to think about what that was like in 1965, I think is something a little bit different, if you will. You know, certainly no less more difficult or challenging than it is today. And yeah, so it's very much about him coming to terms with his own sexuality. And there are ways that Alan sort of discovers throughout the play what is going on, because there is the character of Nathan Stein in the play. He is the son of my boss. I work in a shoe store in Dorchester, and he is my boss's son. And Nathan is someone who has come home from New York. He's this wannabe Broadway actor who has come home for some reason. And the two of them meet at a dance club, and a budding relationship ensues from there.
I think it's important to, you know, just to dial it back for a second. And you're talking about true repertory theater. You know, it hasn't been easy throughout the pandemic. And many of us, struggle to try to get back to normal and try to do what's right. How important is it that the material that's being showcased by True Repertory Theater is something that it's new? You could recycle some of the other performances and plays, but this is fresh material.
Yeah, I'm. If you don't mind, Donald, I'll jump in on that. I think it's so incredibly important to provide a space for new playwrights and new voices to be heard. And, you know, working on new plays, when I lived in New York, I had a ton of experiences working on new plays. There's a ton of new plays that get done in New York. And it's a very specific type of a process. It's very different than doing something that's a known entity. It's a joy. I mean, it really is. As an actor, it's an incredible joy. You really feel like you have more of a hands on the sort of the molding and the shaping and sort of stamping of the character that you play. And it's great when things change, when the playwright sees something, goes, oh no, wait, that doesn't, let me, I'm a rewrite and I'll come back. And then you get new pages and it's a very different type of experience, and it's different for an audience, you know, and I think it's so exciting to be able to be offering this. It's a new play. It's never been seen before. I mean, it's a brand new experience, and I hope that people will come because it really is so relatable. Anybody who has any Irish family or Irish friends, you know, that Dorchester, I mean, my mom grew up in Dorchester on Ashmont Street. I know this family. And the minute that I read the play, it's why I fell in love with it, because they're incredibly relatable. They really are. You know, all of the warts and all, I'll put it that way.
Donald, you know, most companies usually avoid the risk of an unknown title, correct?
I think they do. You know, I think Victoria was alluding to this. You know, new plays really isn't something that you often see, you know, produced in this area. And I think that there is hesitation with that, which, you know, I completely understand. A lot of it is about marketability. Mm-hmm. You know, are we going to get people to come out and see this show for the first time? But I think that, you know, in a lot of instances, you know, this is the way that we like to work, and we really do like to challenge ourselves and bring the types of plays to the community that they might not otherwise have an opportunity to see unless they're going into potentially Boston or they're traveling to New York or, you know, something of that nature. And, you know, I would just echo as well what Victoria said. I mean, the process is so interesting and wonderful to watch. And one of the advantages that we have that doesn't necessarily always happen is that we do have the playwright right there in the room with us. And I think it's a very, you know, I was watching Jim's face the other night as we started to get the show up on its feet and we were staging it and things of that nature. And I think it's, It's a very specific and I think special feeling for a writer to really be hearing their words for the first time. And, you know, I can't thank Jim enough for, you know, giving us the opportunity to be the first ones to do it. I mean, it really is a privilege, and it really is a wonderful play. And I hope really people really come and see it. We have a fantastic cast and we're really having a great time exploring.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Donald Sheehan and Victoria Bond from True Repertory Theater. And we're talking about the play that's going to be hitting the stage at the Beale House, 222 Main Street in Kingston. There are two weekends, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. Of course, the Sundays are matinees at 3 p.m., and as well as the 25th, 26th, and the 27th. And again, it's Ellen's Boys. And I guess in a few minutes, we're going to get a treat where you're both going to perform a scene from Ellen's Boys. So I'm looking forward to that. Do we want to give a shout out to the other folks who are also in this play, Victoria?
Absolutely. Donald, I'll let you do that, because I'm terrible with everybody's last name. I can tell you all their first names. Don't ask me anybody's last name.
Yeah. Paul Noonan is in the play with us. There is Lisa Karen Driscoll, Julie Butler. There is Cameron Bates, Cody Savoy. Mm-hmm. And then there is Oliver Bellman. And I believe, and then there's Sarah McNulty as well, who plays Tina Taccio. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the full cast.
Right. And just so for folks to know, it's tickets are $20, general admission, $17 for seniors and students. And you can actually purchase them online, www.truetheatre.com, or you can purchase them also at the door. Check the website for any updates regarding COVID policies. Anything else we want to touch upon in regards to this performance?
Well, I do want to just give, in keeping with the shout out to the rest of the cast, you know, it's a really dedicated group of people and they're all incredibly talented. And, you know, we've got people coming, you know, Cameron comes from Boston down to Kingston, you know, Oliver Bellman is coming from Connecticut. He's a young man. He's a child actor. He's very gifted. And his folks are driving him from Connecticut to make rehearsals. So, I mean, he is incredible. You know, everybody is just very dedicated and really in love with the play, which, you know, is terrific.
Could one of you set up the scene that you're about to perform for us?
Sure, I can set it up. This is early in the play. You know, Gil's come home from work, and Ellen has plans for him. And this is her way of setting about and getting him to do what she wants him to do.
Victoria Bond, Donald Sheehan, giving us a little tease of Ellen's Boys. Take it away.
I was telling you about Aunt Bridgie.
Okay, what about Aunt Bridgie? She's all right, isn't she?
Well, you know your Aunt Bridgie. She always has something wrong with her. She's sad.
Sad?
Well, yes. Her husband's dead, and she's alone in that house all day with Mary Margaret, so she's sad.
Her husband has been dead for 25 years, and she's just sad about it now?
Well, that's not what I mean. You know, she's had to raise Mary Margaret all by herself, and she's sad. Not that Mary Margaret isn't a wonderful girl, but, well, you know, she's a little slow.
Yeah, Ma, I know Mary Margaret.
Well, so I was thinking that I would take Bridgie out tonight to a movie, but that would mean Mary Margaret will be alone, and she can't be left alone. Well, you know that.
All I know is I'm missing the Flintstones.
Well, what are we going to do about Mary Margaret?
Mary Margaret? I thought we were worried about Aunt Bridgie.
Well, I am worried about your Aunt Bridgie. I thought I'd take her to a movie. It would take her mind off being so sad.
Okay, so take her to a movie.
Well, what about Mary Margaret?
why don't you take her to the movie too?
Oh, no, no. We've done that. We've done that before. She spills the popcorn and the drink and the butter goes all over her dress. No.
Well, you said you can't leave her alone. Hey, now, wait a minute. I love my cousin as much as my brothers and sisters do, but I cannot take care of Mary Margaret.
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't ask you to watch her.
I'm tired. I've worked hard all day. I can't be expected to come home and watch Mary Margaret.
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't expect you to do anything like that. Let's forget all about it. Poor Bridgie. She's so looking forward to going to the movies tonight. Oh, this will kill her.
All right, Ma. You win. I'll watch Mary Margaret.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're sure you don't mind.
No, Ma, I don't mind.
Well, it's not for me, you understand. I'm thinking of Bridgie. I mean, she never gets to go out of the house. But, you know, come to think of it, neither does Mary Margaret.
That's why you should take her to a movie.
Oh, no, no, she doesn't like the movies. But you know what she does like? She likes to dance.
Dance.
Well, you know dancing, don't you, Gil?
Yes, I know dancing. At school, the nuns told us it was the devil's playground.
The devil's playground, is it? How bad could it be, especially for a girl like Mary Margaret? Oh, you'll never guess who I ran into today at the fish market. Mrs. Sweeney. You remember Mrs. Sweeney. She told me that there was a dance tonight at St. Mark's Church Hall. Her daughter Eileen is going with a group of her friends.
So?
Well, I was thinking, you know, since Mary Margaret... No. No, never mind. It would be too much to ask.
What would be too much to ask?
Oh, forget the whole thing. I mean, we'll watch TV and I'll call Bridgie and I'll tell her we'll go to the movies another night. That is, if she lives that long.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know what you mean, dear. Turn on the TV. You don't want to miss your program. It's important to you.
You want me to take my cousin to the dance at St. Mark's Church Hall so I can meet up with Eileen Sweeney and her group of friends?
Did I say all that?
Look, Ma, I have been working hard all week long, taking stock up and down and putting it out and away and dealing with customers. You know how difficult the customers are I deal with on a daily basis, do you? Yes, Mrs. Sweeney, I'm sure you take a size 2, but for some reason, your fat foot doesn't fit into a size 2. Sure, Mrs. O'Leary. Let me check the stockroom to see if we have those boots in the color of aqua so they match your hair. When Friday night rolls around, I'm exhausted, but I'm happy because I know I'm coming home to a nice dinner, watch TV, read the paper, and go to bed. That's it. Am I asking too much?
No, no, you're not asking too much. So you'll be taking Mary Margaret to the dance then?
Yes, Ma. I'll take Mary Margaret to the dance.
That was fantastic. Nothing like a mother's love and finding a way to guilt her son into doing something. Gotta love it.
Right.
We got a minute left in the radio program. Anything that we haven't touched upon that we want to provide information to our listeners about?
Did we discuss the audience alive thing? And very quickly, we are accepting donations of tickets. We just wanted to make sure that people who can't afford to see the show have access to it. You know, we have rolled back our prices in an effort to make it more affordable for people. But for anybody who can't, if people would like to purchase tickets, we'll keep them in the bank. And, you know, people can come and you know, find out what's in the bank and, you know, we'll provide tickets to people who can't afford it. And we are also, through Project 719, doing outreach to some LGBTQ organizations in the area and partnering with them to provide support for the Pride community.
Well, I want to thank you both. Donald, anything in closing?
No, I think that's it. But thank you so much for having us again. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Again, Ellen's Boys will be performing at the Beale House, 222 Main Street in Kingston. Don't forget, 2 weekends, March 18th, 19th, and 20th, as well as the 25th, 26th, and 27th. You can find out more about tickets and seats, www.truereptheater.com. That's all the radio program that we have. We want to thank both our guests who are just on with us. We want to thank all of our guests that were on. You've been tuned in to Monday Night Talk here at 95.9 WATD. Until next week at 6:15 p.m., God willing, we'll see you then.